Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is continuing efforts to curb the spread of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. However, Health Promotions Officer Shanika John has expressed concern about the large crowds of people in capital Kingstown as they prepare for the Christmas period.
So as we go into the festive season in particular again, I mean, you have to be strategic as family, as friends, and try to see how best you could navigate this season in the most safe way possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm stressing that if you want to experience the Sunday shopping, you have to do it safely. You have to do it strategically. Avoid the large crowds. Go earlier. Rather than waiting until later for the crowd, maybe you want to leave the kids at home, yes, or take them when it's less crowded and an earlier time so that they could have the experience. And so I really want people to start to think about it like that, because going forward, Johnny, after the season is over, that's really what we're trying to think about, yes, in terms of our containment.
Health Promotions Officer Shanika John. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Trinidad has reported 24 additional COVID-19 related deaths with 558 additional positive cases. The reported COVID-19 death toll stands at 2,407, while the total number of positive cases stands at 80,607. The government of Jamaica is exploring whether it should make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for employees of infirmaries, except for those granted medical exemptions. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says any such move would be fueled by the need to protect the elderly, who are among those most vulnerable to the novel coronavirus. Internationally, Britain today launched an ambitious COVID booster shot program to combat what Prime Minister Boris Johnson says is a looming tidal wave of the Omicron infections. London sounded the alarm yesterday by raising the national COVID alert level because of high levels and rising rates of transmission of the virus mutation. And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday and is receiving treatment for mild symptoms. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.